This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship radio station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, and let's not forget also our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping out with the coronavirus effort all across the country, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, as well as all the roughnecks and doing everything that you can to keep America rolling along. Thanks so very, very much. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, jump into the chat room, and you can be conversing with us just like all these little noises you hear going on in the background. Those are all messages coming off the Facebook page on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. All right. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, we'll finish our conversation about Dr. Fauci because, again, the people in the chat room were very curious to hear what you had to say about Dr. Fauci, so go right ahead.
Well, understand, Fauci is not, he's a theorist, and, you know, he's just looking at data, and data is kind of like research papers coming from all the, you know, the laboratories and the medical field across the world. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an angle. So he's a virologist theorist. He's not a practitioner. So, you know, if you listen to his words carefully, they can go either way. You know, he kind of suggests that we keep the schools closed. But then he calls on and he goes, well, not really. You know, so he can't really drive a stake in the ground with anything that he says. Lamar Alexander probably should have called some others, and the others that I would have brought in on the hearing yesterday are those that are actually with the pharmaceutical companies, because I don't think we've heard nearly enough from them on where they are, what their research does with not only a vaccine, but pharmaceuticals that can address this whole problem. You know, and what the timing and space is of that. I keep wanting to hear from the, from, you know, people like, Gilead Pharmaceuticals or, you know, any of the others.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's get into the conversation about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, because yesterday Judge Emmett Sullivan, with a dramatic style, fashion, whatever you want to call it, did something that's almost never done by asking for other, after the DOJ, by the way, dropped their pursuance of the charges against the general, they want other voices to chime in through amicus briefs to talk about what they think about the case.
Yeah, now this is a dangerous thing, because what he has done is, it's not so much now about Flynn. What Sullivan is doing is really putting the Department of Justice AG Barr on trial. Because there's now the Department of Justice has dropped the case. Mm-hmm. There is no case now against Flynn.
Nope.
So what Sullivan has done is he's hijacked this case, so that, and he is asserting himself into a position where he becomes the prosecutor, because there is no prosecutor anymore.
Now, let me just stop for a second before you go on, because I have got something that was just sent to me. Sidney Powell, Lieutenant General Flynn's attorney, has already filed an appeal with a federal appeals court in that region. So, you go ahead.
I have not seen the appeal.
I just found out. I just found out about it.
Mm-hmm. I got an email from her yesterday, and I did not see an appeal in there. But anyway, so we have no prosecutor. Now, the big question is, who will Emmett Sullivan seek for amicus briefs?
Right.
Therein lies the question.
Right.
Because he can selectively invite amicus briefs. Well, it seems that it's going to be the same inventory of lawyers, what are known as Watergate Special Prosecutors Force, who were the ones that were advising the House impeachment team on Trump. Understand that. Let me say that again. He apparently is inviting specific amicus briefs from a set of lawyers. I have looked at some on the list. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of them. Mm-hmm. This is a hijacking. And again, it's not really so much Flynn anymore. Sullivan is really putting AG Barr.
Okay, now let's flip over to Grinnell and the unmasking of whoever in the Obama administration. That we should see, because the DOJ has that right now, and they're looking at it, and I understand U.S. Attorney Barr is looking at it.
Grinnell gave the list of the people requesting the unmaskings to the Department of Justice as a courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
The possession, the authorization possession is not with the Department of Justice, it's with Grinnell. He's the one who makes the decision to put it in the public domain.
All right, hold on, because I believe what we're hearing, and we're hearing it from numerous sources, is those names will be released by the end of the week. We'll see. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature, where you can get your fruits and veggies every day like I'm doing. I'm taking these things religiously right now, and you know, I take three capsules of the fruits, three capsules of the veggies, and take them one in the morning and then two later on in the afternoon, and it's just giving me a little bit more vibrancy. I guess that's a good word to use, but I really feel good, and I took them before, so I know what they'll do. And it's nutritional equivalent covers 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Imagine what that can do for you. No synthetics, no additives, no fillers, real food, real science, real nutrition. And simply put, if you got a problem with your immunity, it will help you with that for sure. So balanceofnature.com is the website, balanceofnature.com. The phone number, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. And don't forget, tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you'll get 35% off your order. Balanceofnature.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Okay, I think we pretty well covered the Flynn thing, unless you want to mention something else.
No, except that I don't know what Sidney Powell is actually going to file. It doesn't look like she's actually filed anything yet. She only put out a response to the invitation of Sullivan. So we'll see what she puts in the pipeline today, if anything.
Now, let's talk about the Democrats introducing their $3 trillion coronavirus package. Now, they're bringing the Congress back for this last blast of the blasted bugler because we're being told that after they vote on this, they're going to go back home again for a couple of months and take the rest of their time off so they can do their campaigning and whatnot.
I don't know how they're going to campaign unless they all do it by Zoom, kind of like Biden's been doing it, but This 1,812 page, I think it was, is obscene. It's absolutely obscene. The word diversity is in there, like, I don't know, 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
She only used the word economy twice in the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about elections reform in there. She's talking about prison sentencing, marijuana this. I mean, so many things that have virtually nothing to do with getting the economy started and responses to the virus. Nothing.
Yep. You heard what Lindsey Graham said, right?
I did not.
Dead on arrival when it hits the Senate.
Yeah, that's assumed. I mean, I will just tell you that it's important for your listeners. I posted the document on Facebook yesterday. It's important. You can't read all 1,800 pages, but if for nothing else, scroll through like the first 12. Because you will see the index of where she's going with her legislation. It's really quite remarkable. It gives you a real insight into their thinking. And so if you look at it, it will put arrows in your quiver to fight back against the ridiculous, obscene stuff that's in there. It's obscene.
Now, the Supreme Court is deciding on whether or not the president has to release his tax records to the state of New York attorney general and the borough of Manhattan district attorney, who's brought the case all the way to the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, yesterday, in the midst of all this, the Dems once again subpoenaed for the same records. Congressional committee turned around and subpoenaed for the same records that they're trying to get the Supreme Court to agree to let them see.
I listened to a little bit of the questions yesterday, by the way, and the decision on forcing his release of the tax returns will come out in June, probably late June.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't appear that, from what I can tell, that they will decide to approve this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, really, there's an abuse of the subpoena power is really the heart of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll necessarily have to see, but... you know, they're asking for tax returns of Trump as a private citizen,
mm-hmm.
which is ridiculous.
By the way, there is a report coming from Fox right now that Apple is looking for moving some of their production out of China back to the United States.
I thought it was to India.
I don't know. I just saw USA when it flashed across in front of me here. I'll have to wait till it says again.
They're looking. Several companies have been moving out, and several others are looking to other places. They can't necessarily move them here to the United States. My sense is, I would be moving as much as I could to the countries that cause us the worst problems of immigration.
Okay.
Because at least they're somewhat friendly.
Here's the thing on India. India says we expect our mobile form exports out of India to cross $100 billion by 2025 or earlier. So Apple is actually looking to move to India. Yep.
India.
I just saw that. Yep. That just came out in the rest of the story. All right. Now, the GOP in the Senate, the senators there, have unveiled a bill to once again jack up the sanctions to China for failing to cooperate on the information about the coronavirus pandemic. So I don't know what's going to happen there, and I did not see the exact amount, but they were talking a lot of money.
Well, they should. You know, we don't know where that'll necessarily go in the legislative process, but to fully understand all things China, I mean, I've written on it so many times, and I've done so many radio interviews with experts on China. It's really a terrifying thing that we allowed China to posture themselves where they have not only versus the United States, but versus the rest of the globe. There's a Chinese proverb that says there's only one sun in the sky and it belongs to China.
Mm-hmm.
That should tell you everything that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be the dominant power by 2025.
Yeah.
There are several programs, and I've written about them on my site at foundersco.com. The Confucius Institute, they ought to be eliminated from every single university that we've got here in the United States. By the way, if they're also in universities in other countries.
Yeah.
And that's a spy operation.
Mm-hmm,
there's also
right.
the thing
mm-hmm.
called the 1,000 Talents.
Mm-hmm.
That is a robust spy operation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I personally, if I were Trump, I'd go call up Christopher Wray, and I would say, I don't know what you've got your agents working on, but I would see if I can't reposture some of your agents to track down some Chinese operatives and American citizens that are under contract, with the Chinese Communist Party. And we have found some of that to be true at the university level, as we have seen the guy at Harvard, and I think there's one now in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
and there was another one at the University of Texas. So I'd be working on getting some of these people under investigation and getting them out of here.
Now, Joe Biden was busy yesterday because not only did he intentionally mislead the facts on the testing capacity by saying, well, the president was late to the game and didn't get this and he hasn't done enough, and which isn't true, but he also admitted that he knew about the Flynn investigation when he previously before that said, oh, I have no knowledge of what was going on there. Is he losing his mind?
Joe Biden who?
Yeah, that Joe Biden.
Yeah. I mean, the man's just very, very confused. He was in that meeting. He was in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, and Biden's like, I don't know anything about it. Well, you were in this meeting. Oh, yeah, I just, you know, I thought this was the question you were asking me when we all heard the question. So, I actually wrote about it. You know, what did Joe Biden know and when did he know it? Well, he was in that meeting.
By the way, California extended your Los Angeles County and City of L.A. lockdown till the end of July. Way to go, California.
It's suicide. It's
yep.
absolute suicide.
Yep, they've destroyed small businesses.
I think what Pelosi has done is she has sold the notion to some of these governors that we're working on legislation for a state and local government bailout, which is what the HEROES Act is.
Yeah.
So, just keep delaying. And the hypocrisy of it all. They
yep.
want the health and safety of American citizens. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you don't care about MS-13.
Yeah.
You don't. I haven't seen anything about, a fentanyl addiction. You
okay.
see what I'm saying? It's
yep.
like hypocrisy.
You're going to get cut off, so I got to let you go. Talk to you tomorrow. And there goes the computer right there. So, alrighty, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, a military and veterans news segment coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The top infectious disease expert in the nation has warned Capitol Hill lawmakers that needless deaths and suffering will result if the country is opened up too soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci also told a Senate hearing he's confident that a COVID-19 vaccine will be available sometime in the next year or two.
The very fact that the body is capable of spontaneously clearing the virus tells me that at least from a conceptual standpoint, we can stimulate the body with a vaccine that would induce a similar response. So although there's no guarantee, I think it clearly, much more likely than not, that somewhere within that time frame, we will get a vaccine for this virus.
There are now more than 1.3 million confirmed cases of the COVID-19 coronavirus in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Buddy, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., the other right here in Clearwater, Florida. Find out more about them online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, Bo Brown, the vice president in charge of student services, will be calling me tomorrow in hour number 4. So get your questions together for the National Aviation Academy and either email them to me or text them to me, and we'll get them ready for Bo. Or you can go to the Facebook page and send them to me that way if you want to, the official Captain's America Third Watch, and we'd be happy to answer your questions. Or you can call in tomorrow on the telephone line and ask. Now, the Army and the hospital centers that the U.S. Army Northern Command sent to New York City are both being tamped down and sent back to where they came from because New York City does not need them anymore. The hospital ship already left the Mercy, and now they're going to take the two Army
hospitals out that they had set up there in New York. Now, the Navy, their Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Mike Gilday, we talked about this yesterday, he's doing fine, but he's going to spend the rest of this week quarantining after interacting with a family member who tested positive for COVID-19. Now, again, that does not mean when you test positive for COVID-19 that you've actually got symptoms or that you've got COVID-19, the coronavirus. People have tested positive and they just don't come down with it. It's all based on your immunity. But then again, there's another reason for that. Maybe they got the antibodies in their system. So we'll see. Now, the other thing is the sunken hulk of the USS Nevada, the World War II battleship that endured bombs, torpedoes, and nukes, has been found off the coast of Hawaii, where the battleship that was dubbed unsinkable for its endurance through World War II sank in 1948. They found the ship yesterday. No news as to what they're going to be doing about it. Now, the U.S. Navy is continuing to run missions to ensure freedom of navigation and show presence in the Western Pacific, while other militaries are scaling down their operations amid the COVID-19 concerns. We'll see how that all plays out. By the way, the United States Air Force search for Skyborg drones is starting soon. The U.S. Air Force will shortly launch its effort to buy Skyborg drone prototypes. Now, this, according to the official who's running the unmanned wingman program. Also, Air Force officials want to build bases in Europe that are almost as agile as the service's combat units, going up in a matter of weeks to support regional combat operations and coming down again just as quickly as unit shifts are being made to new locations around the globe. Now, the Marine Corps plans to scrap its tank battalions, but the Marines are still in pursuit of a new light armored reconnaissance vehicle to replace the legacy light armored vehicle. Not sure what they're going to get. By the way, time to get your swell on, Marines. Gyms across the Marine Corps are starting to open right now with some limitations to help stem the spread of COVID-19, but they are opening. By the way, I want to take this opportunity to congratulate the U.S. Coast Guard up there out of Pensacola and Apalachicola, because the Coast Guard rescued three people and a dog from a capsized fishing vessel offshore Apalachicola. Kudos to the Coast Guard for doing that. And after testing positive for COVID-19, the head of the National Guard has tested negative for COVID-19 for the second time since learning he'd previously tested positive. And again, these sort of things happen because of the way the tests are done. Sometimes they're not done the way they should be. Now, House Democrats are asking five companies to return their coronavirus aid. The Democratic-led subcommittee, which oversees the federal coronavirus aid, is demanding that five companies return loans, the panel said, that should have gone to smaller businesses because they did not need the money. Also, we found something else out here. New research out there can help Vietnam-era veterans who served in Guam and have diseases that are linked to Agent Orange file for disability with the Department of Veterans Affairs. So if you served during the Vietnam conflict or passed through or were TDY or whatever at Guam and you're having problems now that are related to Agent Orange, you can go ahead and file for the disability with the Department of Veterans Affairs. That has now been approved. And that's a good thing, and about time that that was done. Now, the VA says that 200,000 veterans have signed the Burn Pit Registry. Now, the Department of Veterans Affairs said a registry for veterans exposed to airborne toxins now includes more than 200,000 people, as advocates contend better health care is what we veterans need, not lists. Well, there's another reason for the lists. They want to know who the people are on the list, because those people, if they haven't already, are going to be applying for benefits of some sort because they were exposed to the toxins from the burn pits. That's what that was all about. And U.S. defense firms, you want a job? U.S. defense firms are hiring thousands of people amidst record unemployment right now, as U.S. unemployment reached its highest level since the Great Depression amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some of America's largest defense firms are hiring thousands of workers to build fast-flying missiles, satellites, and nuclear weapons. You want a job? Go look up a company that, and by the way, you do have to pass their security clearance. So if you got any skeletons in your closet, it ain't going to happen. But there you go. Also, the defense industry and the Air Force in particular, after the Air Force gave Raytheon the axe on the three-dimensional expeditionary long-range radar program, they have now tapped three new companies to work on the next-generation ground-based radars for the Air Force. And we'll see how that plays out. Also, Intel and a Taiwanese company are talking to the Trump administration about building new semiconductor plants in the United States amidst concern about relying on suppliers in Asia for chips used in a wide variety of electronics. So, it looks like we could be getting a semiconductor company from Taiwan here in the United States. Also, the United States needs to take a stronger role in setting international standards for 5G networks, or risk losing the international market to China and undercutting U.S. national security. China is all over the 5G program. They're racing to be the leader right now. And by the way, the People's Liberation Navy and the Army, known as the PLAN, has stepped up its operations at a base in Africa. This was evidenced by satellite imagery recently. And calls for Beijing to expand its nuclear arsenal reflect its rocky relations with the United States, with any reckless moves that could damage the nation's credibility. But China is, in fact, expanding their nuclear fleet. And building more bombs and missiles and all those little play toys that they like to toss around. But they won't do what Iran did. They won't shoot one of their ships out of the water. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. But first, I need to tell you, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at FunWellBaby.com. Now, right now, they're having a 50% off sale for my listeners with the code MATT50. That's MATT50. So, super cute, long-lasting SPF 50 sun hats and reusable swim diapers are just part of what they've got on sale. All their hats fit most babies from 1.5 years, and their reusable swim diapers fit most kids the entire time that they need to have a swim diaper. So, guess what? Matt 50 for 50% off. Go to the website funwellbaby.com. That's Matt 50 for 50% off, funwellbaby.com. Go over there, check it out, and grandmas and grandpas, great little gift for the little one. So there you go. All right, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, I'll tell you, Tesla did it again. And you and I were talking during the break about this kind of makes you think that maybe you might want to think about buying a Tesla. Elon Musk stood up, stood his ground, said, I'm opening my plant. You want to arrest somebody? Come in here, arrest me. Yesterday, Alameda County said, nope. We're going to let you open your plant as long as you take the precautions that you need to take to make sure things are safe.
Yeah, like I said, I never really thought of buying one, but let me tell you something. I was pretty impressed with what he did and standing up and saying, you know what, I'm not going to take this anymore, and I'm going to open up my business here, my manufacturing plant, and back to work. My hope is that more people will start exercising some civil disobedience and doing the same thing and saying, that's just, I'm not going to take this anymore. I don't know if that's what it's going to take. You know, yesterday you watched this, you know, ridiculous little thing, you know, that they did within the Senate, this committee hearing, and did anybody learn anything new? No. Same old, same old. Again, you know, I've been saying this for a while, and a lot of the super Trump supporters get a little upset with this. Trump's got to get control of this situation before it further spirals out of control. The concept of not opening up schools in the fall is patently absurd. This continued push that life is somehow going to be different here in the United States. I'm tired of it.
Well, I
really am. It's nonsensical.
Then,
you're going to have to move.
Then hold on to your seats, because here we go. California, Los Angeles County, and the city of Los Angeles, the mayor stood there yesterday and said, we are not going to even consider opening up until the end of July, like as if it was some big badge of honor. Okay, I'll tell you what, folks, you people listening to me over there right now around Los Angeles, any of you that own a small business, you just kissed your business goodbye. You can't stand it. You won't be able to. There's no money. These people are telling me. They're already sending me messages. We got no money. We got the PPP. It's gone. We got to have more, which is why they got this other thing we'll get into in a minute, this HEROES Act. But for God's sake, these people don't get it. They need to open America.
Well, yeah, and I don't see any of the restaurants. I don't see how restaurants can survive unless they have some sort of you know, it's owned by some trust fund person. You know, massive amounts of businesses are going to go under, massive unemployment. I'd be scared to see what Los Angeles is going to even look like.
Chris, one of the largest nurseries in the company, Monrovia Nursery, sits right there in Monrovia, California. They are a huge company, and they are teetering on going out of business, and nobody does what they do. They are the biggest and the best at what they do. They're going to be gone.
Again, blame your local officials. Either that, you know, you're going to have to, you know, civil disobedience. People are just going to have to say, forget it. What are they going to do, arrest everybody?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to throw everybody in jail?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, what are they going to do? Are they going to arrest everybody? No. They're not. You got to stand up to this. And guess what? You do have some points when it comes to the Constitution. You know, it's almost like, you know, just an interesting op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today. It's like Elon Musk is all of a sudden taking over the ACLU. And you know, pushing for civil liberties. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Pardon me. Now, the other thing that's going on, and folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We had yesterday the $3 trillion Coronavirus HEROES Act emerge with their 1,600-plus pages. The Congress is coming back, the House of Representatives, to vote on it. After they vote on it, they're going to go back into their little Learjets or whatever, go back where they came from, and take the next 2 months off while it sits there in the Congress, and Lindsey Graham already said it's dead on arrival.
I thought that they were first coming to vote to allow them to work from home from now on. I thought that was what.
That's part of it. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought so. So, then they're going to try to push. This can't go any further than the Senate. It just can't. The president can't sign something like this. There's some 70 appropriations in that bill that are over $1 billion. It's a handout for everything. There's going to be no incentive to come back to work. It extends the $2,400 a month on federal unemployment all the way through to the end of the year. More stimulus checks going out. It's nonsense. People, at some point in time, the country's over. Do you understand? Your currency is going to be worthless.
Mm-hmm.
This can't not go on.
Well,
it's patently,
China took a big step yesterday, Chris, at dethroning the dollar as the number one currency.
Hey, listen, we got all this mighty military. We're not going to have an economy. It doesn't matter. Yeah, the Soviet Union had a mighty military, too, and they collapsed. We cannot continue to spend money like this.
Now, one of the big things in this Coronavirus HEROES Act, and the first thing that I noticed, is it's going to eliminate the voter ID requirement. You don't need to prove who you are. You just walk in there, they hand you a ballot, and you vote. And, oh, by the way, with California now mailing everybody ballots, it's fair to assume that illegal aliens will get mail-in ballots in California and other states in the country that are going to do this, too, and they'll be able to cheat by mail.
Yeah, again, didn't surprise me at all. Find it fascinating that you know, people can go to the grocery store, the liquor store, but they can't show up to vote.
Yeah,
explain that. I don't get it.
Or I can't.
If that's the, you know, well, if that's the case, why don't you just move the polling places to the grocery stores and the liquor stores? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Now you're up there in New York, right?
Uh huh.
It's a little cool up here right now, right?
Yeah, it's been really below average temperatures.
Well, it's hotter than hell if you're a woman and you're anywhere near a gun store, because New York State gun sales are booming as more women are buying guns to protect themselves against the coronavirus crime. And nobody's talking about this up there in some of these neighborhoods. People that now are down in their luck, they got no job, they got no money. Guess what they're doing? Breaking in, stealing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously you're going to see crimes like that happen, especially you're going to see them with businesses, because guess what? Nobody's there at the business, and they know that. So it's going to make things difficult. I can't see, I mean, I'd find it interesting home invasions would be going up because there's people home. But I guess maybe in some desperate neighborhoods it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and Eric is chiming in here in the chat room. He's saying we should clean out all the Chinese Communist Party-owned companies traded on Wall Street. They're keeping two sets of books, according to the documentary that he watched. Well, there's spies here from every facet of life in China, and we've allowed it to happen.
No. You don't need legislation. You don't need anything. All you need to do is stop buying Chinese stuff. If Americans just stopped buying their crap and actually looked where the point of origin,
that's
where the
true
stuff that you're buying came from, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It's game over. It's done.
Yep.
I mean, I was looking the other day for a product. I wanted an outdoor heater for my little lanai here, and I look online. Everybody says, made in China, made in China, made in China. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. I'll wait. Yep. I'll buy from America, or I'll buy from one of our allies.
I needed a battery for my computer, okay? And I went to three different places until I found a battery made in the United States. I would not buy a Chinese battery or one that said made in Hong Kong.
Do the same exact thing. Everything that I do, I need to know point of origin, where it's coming from.
Yep. And I found the one made in America, and that's the one I bought. And by the way, it was cheaper.
But again, this is something, you know, it'll tick off a lot of American businesses that have supply chains in China, but I think that, you know, Trump could rally the Americans behind something like this, and, you know, let's see if he does it.
Yeah. The other thing is why are we still listening to Dr. Fauci?
Again, yesterday, you know, again, he didn't make any sense. He got a half a brain, didn't make any sense. He's talking about this, we can't open up, but then he's also saying, guess what, we may never have a vaccine that works. So what are we supposed to do, stay at home for the rest of our lives? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
All right, well, you stay warm up there and try to stay out of that cold wind, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Coming back after the top of the hour news with Colonel Jim Warshak, and we are going to talk about what's going on in the Flynn case. It kind of got turned upside down yesterday.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
site free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. Frontsite, America's gun training destination.